This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has reactivated a center to help places like nursing homes and hospitals deal with COVID-19 related staffing shortages. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state announced the reactivation of the Staffing Shortage Fusion Center. It takes requests for staffing help directly related to COVID-19, where shortages are impacting patient care. Organizations that can get help include residential care facilities, hospitals, correctional facilities, and other licensed care settings. It was originally activated during the state's biggest coronavirus surge from November 2020 to March of this year. During that time, it filled nearly 5,000 shifts with 160 supplemental staffers in 58 facilities statewide. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Indigenous enslavement was widespread in southern Colorado during the early to mid-1800s. An event today and exhibit at the Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center explores this history. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
This exhibit features large historic photos and handwritten lists of the captives in the San Luis Valley. Museum director Eric Carpio says they're using art to help visitors and locals reflect on the history.
This begins a healing process in the way that they understand their own history and their identity and their community.
The unsilenced exhibit is housed in the fort's former commandant's quarters. This evening, there's a free bilingual virtual presentation on the Southwest Borderlands intercultural slave system. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The State Department of Labor has proposed increasing the minimum wage by 24 cents, bringing the minimum hourly rate up to $12.50. That proposal is open to public comment until November. If approved, the increase would take effect next year. You're listening to CPR News.